Today I want to talk to you about why you need to do less. Let's cue that intro!
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman, welcome back to another Roadman Cycling Podcast. Hope you enjoyed Wednesday's interview episode with the amazing Fiola Foley. There's that old adage we've all heard from cycling that, you know, if you want to excel in cycling, you can only choose two of all these things: cycling, career, relationships, education, family or social life. And Fiola is living proof that that's not true, that you can excel in multiple aspects all at one time. It's a brilliant interview, and it'll just inspire you to get out and have an adventure. So today I want to talk to you about the quest for less and how we can have this pursuit of less. Before I dive into that, let me just give you a reminder about Patreon. I've been slacking on my Patreon calls. Folks, Patreon is how we fund the whole podcast. It's what keeps the show alive. And although my, you know, the tone and the sort of, you know, sense of urgency in this call to action at the start of the podcast I have varies from episode to episode, make no mistake, it is the lifeblood of the podcast. It's what pays for keeping the show on the road. And we're up to episode 310. Can you believe that? We have made it to episode 310 by bootstrapping this shit. So thanks for everyone who has subscribed so far. If you're on the fence, please pause it. Head across now. It's patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. Price of a pint once a month. All we ask to keep the show on the road. I want to talk to you today about the pursuit of less. Well, less is maybe a little bit of a misleading title, because it's not about pursuing less. It's about pursuing what matters most, about what pursuing what's essential. So I'm talking essential relationships, essential hobbies, essential items, essential work practices. And for me, this is getting rid of the noise. And career-wise, this is especially relevant to this podcast and the direction I'm going and my relationship with you guys, because I set up the coaching company. Its previous iteration, I called it A1 Coaching before Roadman was born. And I set that up back in 2012. Can you believe that? So we're almost rocking up on the 10-year anniversary. And although it's been an unbroken run from 2012 all the way through to now, I spent so many years doing more because I thought I needed to have multiple streams of revenue, because I was trying to self-educate in business, and I thought I need multiple streams of revenue. So, you know, along the way, I tried to build a cycling coaching app and take on VC funding, go down the whole Silicon Valley route. I built an event pre-registration platform. I set up a social media marketing agency, and I even bought a coffee shop. And that's all condensed into like a 3-4 year period. And I had to go on that journey ultimately to find out what I was happiest doing and where I'm making my biggest impact. And for me, it was stripping away all that noise and circling back to Roadman, doing less, finding what's essential, cutting out all those other career options which aren't essential. Now, I'm back at the very start, you might think, but I'm a different person. And it's that old Stoic saying, and it's like, a man never walks in the same river twice, because it's never the same man and never the same river. I don't feel like I'm back at the start. I feel like I've had to take that journey to come back and truly appreciate what I had at the very beginning. So this is kind of a larger metaphor for life, because most stuff going on around us, it's not vital. It's the trivial versus the vital. This is the battle that's been waged at the moment. And for me, I had to sit still, and I can only say it worked for me, and it's anecdotally, it's worked for clients I've recommended this to. You need to sit still, and you need to plot your course, and you need to see, you need to understand where you are and where your next move should be. Because the mental battle to find out what's essential, it's becoming more and more difficult to wage, to get that quiet time, that non-distracted time. We're in a social media culture where everyone's just blasting their life on you. Somebody's having a crazy cool adventure, somebody else is getting a promotion in work, someone else has got a new car. the lesson for me, it's like this busyness, the hustle culture that we're popularizing, it's all absolutely wrong. I just love quotes. I always fuck up who made the quotes, and I can never remember it. So when I go to tell people, they're like, "You sure he said that?" But I think it's a Mark Twain one. Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect. And this culture of busyness, hustle culture, grind, you know, while that keeping up with the Joneses has always been there, that's intensified with social media. And, you know, if you ask anybody now, call one of your buddies and you chat to one of your buddies and you ask them, how are they? And their response is going to be, I'm good, I'm busy, I'm busy. I'm good, busy, busy, busy. Everyone is so fucking busy. They get pulled in 1,000 different directions all the time. And the hot take is, because if you don't prioritize your life, someone else is going to prioritize your life for you. So to prioritize your life, to get rid of what's not essential, to start doing less, you're going to need one simple word, and that's no. No is such a powerful word, folks. But also no, it's a very difficult word to say because you feel like you're letting somebody down. But this is where everything changed for me with this realization that a no can be explicit. No, I can't make your birthday party. Or it can be implicit. And so many of us use these implicit no's all day long. And an implicit no is like an externality. It's like an unintended consequence of our conduct. So think about it. Every time I sit down in the evening, every time I choose to binge watch Netflix, I'm saying no to training. I'm saying no to reading a book. I'm saying no to quality time with family. I'm saying no to any of the alternatives I could be pursuing at that very time. So it's through this lens and realizing that through our actions, we're already saying no. It's much easier to turn those implicit no's into explicit no's and take back purposeful control of the direction of our lives. That way we can spend meaningful time living life on our terms, heading a direction we want to go. Lot of hot takes in there today, Roadman. Really enjoyed that podcast. I think it's one that so many people need to hear at the moment. Some of my clients are struggling with it. Some friends are struggling with it. They feel like after lockdown, we've been confined and we've maybe been kind of put on ice for a while, and some businesses are open back up and people feel like they need to say yes to everything, yes to every opportunity. But by doing that, you end up plotting this very uncertain course, and you're not in control of the direction you're going. You think about it like you're trying to navigate from Dublin to Galway. You know, it's a straight road all the way across. You are where you are now and you have a destination you want to get to. If you keep taking every exit to see what's every town along the way, you won't get to that destination. So protect that purposeful time to figure out what that destination you want to get to is. I love this podcast. I haven't done one of these ranty little ones in a while, and I'm glad to bring you one. Roadman, enjoy your weekend. We've group ride rolling tomorrow and every Saturday from Clontarf. It's 9:30 a.m. It leaves the bay, Clontarf. Jump on over to my Instagram. It's roadman.cycling over there. The details of the group ride are always over on the Instagram. And generally, just like over on Instagram, like posts, share posts, especially of the podcast. That makes such a difference. Screen capturing the podcast you're listening to right now, adding it into your stories, makes the world of difference. And wherever you're listening to the podcast, please take 2 seconds to like it, review it, share it into a group of WhatsApp group with friends that are into cycling, club mates, etc. All that makes such a massive difference. We're on episode 310, folks. This is building serious momentum. It's like pushing a piano up a hill. We're still on the uphill, but at some point, we're going to hit that downhill, and it's going to be runaway, and I'll only have you guys to thank. Cheers, Roadman. Ride safe, and I'll chat to you again on Monday. Hey everybody, it's Anthony again. Really quick, I want to invite you to join arguably the best thing I've ever put out inside the Roadman community. It's a challenge. It's a challenge called the 14-day Kickstart Challenge. So regardless of where your fitness is at right now, this is going to be the catalyst for making you faster and making you leaner. I've created this challenge to take the guesswork out of everything. It's 14 days of training plans, regardless of what your level is. There's masters, beginner, advanced. There's meal plans, shopping list, and even a video course holding your hand and talking you through it all. So what I recommend you do right now is just stop everything, press pause on this audio, and go to roadmancycling.com/14-day, or check out the link in the bio. That's roadmancycling.com/14-day.